6-foot-high fencing went up Saturday night around Bank of America's headquarters and Wells Fargo's main office, too. An army of private security officers arrived around the same time to stand guard.
Can you tell me what the goal has been for you folks?
Unfortunately, ma'am, I can make no comments on anything, nor can any of the officers.
Nor are the banks saying whether they stepped up security on their own or were instructed to do it by law enforcement. They needn't have worried.
They expected tens of thousands of protesters, and we got a few hundred.
Billy Lolos is an Occupy Wall Street protester who spent a week at the RNC in Tampa before coming to Charlotte. Banks are a target of Occupy, but not the only one, he says.
You know, it's a web. All these things are just threads in the web. I still ain't figured out who the spider is. It might be capitalism gone wild.
All home buyers make BMA pay!
Most of the marches this week have at least included a few chants aimed at Bank of America. Today at noon, Action NC gathered at Trade and Tryon for the first activist press conference during the DNC aimed specifically at the bank. Pat McCoy says the heightened security has made it difficult to feel effective. Action NC's approach has been to use media attention on a local family at risk of foreclosure to put pressure on the bank. A barbecue at the family's home on Monday night ended up in the paper, and McCoy says Bank of America has since started returning calls from loan counselors working on the case. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.